Scott, how much confidence did you take in the last couple games last year when you came in and played?
Yeah, I felt very confident out there. Really, it all started with practice. Went out there, competed in practice, felt like I earned that playing time that I got. So, yeah, I felt pretty confident out there.
How, when you're a guy that comes out, what, round seven?
Seventh round.
And the first couple years in the league, you're not getting a lot of time. Are you just happy that you're in the league, or are you wondering when's my turn going to come here to really show myself?
Yeah, I mean, in the NFL, it's just all about staying ready, you know, just proving yourself every day. And that's what I've tried to do in the last 4 years.
What do you think has been the reason for kind of bouncing around and not getting much time and showing up here and really impressing the coaches?
You know, it could be a lot of things. You know, it could be the scheme. It could just be the progression, experience. It could be a little bit of everything.
So how well do you think this scheme fits you and what you
Very well. Yeah. Very well. I think that's a huge part of it.
And in what way? I mean, what do you how do you think your strengths match up? What do you do well?
Well, I'm able just to come off the edge and really just set the edge well. That's what they ask me, so that's what I feel like I do well.
They say your nickname is Bloodbath. Is Bloodbath. That kind of you wear that as a badge of honor?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I love it.
Do you know the intent behind that nickname?
No, I mean, I think it just started last year. I'll take it. You know.
I think it's because of your relentless motor. So yeah, talk about the way that you don't take anything off.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just try to go hard. You know, I try to go hard and never take any play for granted. So it's just kind of my style.
You have to play, even in practice, where I think some of these guys kind of wink-wink play three-quarter speed. But you sound like a guy that you feel like you have to play.
Yeah, so
you
know,
killing somebody.
I think that's kind of who I am, you know, and I try to just keep at it. You know.
Where did you get, I mean, has that been your MO your whole career, or where did you get that from?
Yeah, you know, I guess so. I guess it has been, yeah. Just no plays off mentality.
Do you know who gave you that nickname?
Bloodbath?
Yeah.
I think it started with the offense. And when I was going against the offense a lot, when they brought me in as a practice squad player, I don't know exactly who started it, though. It's a good question.
Was there any frustration? Like, I was trying to guess what I was trying to get to earlier. When you bounce around a little bit, does doubt creep in at some point? Like, am I ever going to be something more than just kind of a guy on the roster? Because I think you've been on four or five rosters.
Yeah, you know, a little bit it does. But you just have to stay strong, believe in yourself, stay confident, and stay ready. That's the biggest thing, you know. Even there's only so many spots, so you just have to just keep grinding it out, stay ready.
Is there somebody that, like, has been in your corner, whether, I don't know, it's a family member or somebody that's like, hey, don't give up on your dream?
Absolutely, yeah, my family. My family always supports me.
Did you ever get discouraged?
No, you know, whenever I got cut, I just went right back to work, you know, and just tried to prove myself to the next team.
Scott, what would you be doing if you weren't playing in the NFL?
I couldn't even tell you. I'm going to take that step when it comes. Yeah.
Do you know how your arrival here came about? Like, do you have a connection or anything with anybody here?
No, I just got a workout when they brought me in last year. I got a workout. I think I proved myself in that workout. Although Driesbach was my defensive coordinator. But I don't think he brought me in necessarily. I don't know how it works, but he was my coordinator at Rice.
Okay.
When I was there, my defensive coordinator. Yeah, yeah. So I was with him for a long time, 5 years.
That's it, guys.
Thank you all, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.